Today on the show, intimate audio. Hello, this is Peter Stewart. To sound credibly intimate and less like an announcer, you need to convince yourself that you're talking to one single person. We've been speaking about this for the last couple of days. And that way, each listener will fantasize that the person you're talking to is them. Direct your comments to this person, and in doing so, you'll become more real, communicating on a one-to-one basis with someone that you know and someone you feel at ease with. You'll feel freer to express real emotions and so become more relatable, more believable. Radio and audio and podcasts are intimate, personal, in a way that TV isn't. People often listen to the radio alone. You almost always listen to a podcast alone. In the bathroom, bedroom, kitchen, car, exercising, chores around the house. It's the skill of talking to people singly while actually speaking to an audience of thousands that you've got to master. I've got a quote in the book from Roger Mosey, the ex-head of BBC Sport and controller of BBC Radio 5 Live, who said, TV at its best is an amazing medium of pizzazz and excitement, but radio is fantastically intimate. One person, a microphone, and a relationship. Talking to everyone one at a time is something that many newcomers to radio have trouble grasping, especially those who've previously been TV presenters, where the style is louder, it's bigger, it's different, it's less personal. You're still broadcasting, so you'd think it natural to refer to listeners as a group, a crowd, but where most TV viewers tend to watch in a group, most radio listening is done alone. Here's a quote. You may have heard it. If you haven't, you may be surprised to know who it's from. Let me tell you the quote first. In broadcasting, your audience is conjectural, but it's an audience of one. Millions may be listening, but each is listening alone or as a member of a small group, and each has, or ought to have, the feeling that you're speaking to them individually. Who said that? It was in 1945. It was George Orwell, the author. 1984? So, part of being conversational is imagining you're having a conversation with someone you know who is interested in what you're talking with them about, and it is an individual. You're speaking to lots of people, but individually, one at a time. Like you're having a conversation. And that's another key to our conversationality. On Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voice Over Voice, we continue tomorrow with the title, Keep Yourself Single. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.